USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A strong earthquake rocked the Northern California coast overnight. The magnitude 6.4 was reported just after 2:30 a.m. Pacific near the town of Ferndale, followed by dozens of aftershocks. The tremor knocked out power to 72,000 homes in Humboldt County. A convenience store worker on the tremor.
Are you kidding me? I'm so busy. It was a 6.5. What else do you need to know?
President Biden is condemning a rise in anti-Semitism. At a Hanukkah reception at the White House Monday night, Biden said he recognized fear that the behavior was becoming all too common.
As your president, I want to make this clear. As my dad would say, and many of you have said, silence is complicity. We must not remain silent. And I made no bones about it from the very beginning. I will not be silent. America will not be silent.
A Los Angeles jury convicted 70-year-old Harvey Weinstein Monday on one count of rape and two counts of sexual assault involving an Italian actress in her Los Angeles hotel room during a film festival in February of 2013. Other charges were dropped. Monday's mixed verdict follows nearly 3 years after a New York jury convicted Weinstein of similar charges. In that case, he was sentenced to 23 years in prison. Winter weather will hinder holiday travel plans across the United States this week. Some will begin spreading snow through the northern Rockies today, and it's going to start heading eastward. Meteorologist Joe Vistardi with Weather Bell on the big storm moving into Nebraska today.
We'll be getting 0-0 visibility, temperatures below zero, winds gusting 40, 50 miles an hour, and that is going to sweep eastward through the Midwest all the way into the Appalachians in the period Thursday night into Friday.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams fall to the Green Bay Packers 24-12. This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, that's some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of the 10 claims brought by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson dismissed 8 out of the 10 counts in Lake's election lawsuit. He ruled that they did not fall under the proper criteria. The 2 counts that Judge Thompson ruled can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on election day and ballot chain of custody. The United States is not the only country in the world with a crisis at their border. The United Kingdom wants to pay another country to take in their immigrants.
That plan is on hold for now thanks to a ruling by the High Court, Britain's version of the Supreme Court. Britain's conservative government came up with a plan to pay Rwanda millions to host people caught living in the UK illegally. Their asylum claims would then be processed. Several groups questioned the legality of that deal, and the High Court agreed, saying that every person's claim must be assessed individually. I'm Richard Johnson.
SpaceX has successfully launched 3 Falcon 9 rockets in less than 34 hours apart, leaving the company only one more mission to go to reach CEO Elon Musk's ambition target of 60 launches in 2022. SpaceX began the feat on December 16th with the Falcon 9 launch of a joint U.S.-French surface, water, and ocean topography mission. I was out of Vandenberg Air Force Base in Southern California. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly. Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.